Dear New York, at Northwell Health Go Health Urgent Care, we know whatever comes next, we'll be ready. With 52 centers in our neighborhood, we offer convenient, expert care for minor injuries and illnesses 365 days a year. Can't make it to your local center? The same providers in our centers can see you virtually from the comfort of home. Remember, the health of one of us is the health of all of us. Love, Northwell Health, Go Health Urgent Care.
Good morning, New York. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here, Sunday morning. Real estate, New York City, where are we? Well, with us today is Payman Lodi, Senior Vice President of the Real Estate Board of New York. And he knows the facts. And good morning, Payman. How are you this morning?
Hi, John. How are you? Thanks good. For having me.
Can you, a lot of business people listen to this call. A lot of average people listen to this call or to this show. Tell us, where are we in New York?
It's good that you ask. We just released a report this week about the state of the real estate market because we've been tracking it, since COVID happened. And I guess if you want to give the good news first is that the market is trending upwards. We're getting some real estate activity. It's modest, from September to now. It's been a modest increase. But, overall, we're talking about huge declines, basically 50% declines compared to the same period over last year. And, the real impact of that is not just to the health of the economy, but to the city and the state's budget, which, for New York City's economy, half of their tax revenue collected is from real estate taxes. And, just a very simple way to understand that is anytime a real estate transaction takes place, it generates tax revenues that goes to fund things like garbage collection, emergency services, and, public transportation. So, we're facing huge holes, the city and the state, and we're going to have to continue to monitor it.
Understood. Now, I'm wondering, and I was talking to people at dinner last night, that the fact is all these restaurants that are closed or open halfway, or it's getting cold now, so all these restrictions, these theaters, are they going to pay their real estate taxes? How shortfall is the city going to be?
I think so far, based on the projections that the city has had, so far we've been lucky. Tax revenue's been, somewhat steady. I think what'll be the critical test is this upcoming year, when folks really start feeling the pain of all this lost revenue and the taxes that are no longer in escrow, are due.
Any projections on that from the Real Estate Board of New York?
John, we got out of the business of projecting and making predictions a while ago. I mean, me personally, I'm just very bad at it. But I can tell you that everyone's on pins and needles here. And, when you take a look at what the loss is in terms of tax revenue loss, somewhere about $1.5 billion just from the transactions of sales. You're looking at huge holes, and, it's not a pretty picture out there.
Now, what other concerns you have about the viability in New York? I know the Real Estate Board of New York deals mostly with residential, about the office market?
Look, we deal with both residential and commercial, and it depends on what segment of the market you're talking about. So the office market, even though the office crowd really isn't close to capacity or, we're trending somewhere around 15% occupancy, rent collections are relatively healthy. You can't say that for the retail market. They've obviously taken huge hits, as you alluded to before, the stops and starts of closures and, the hits to their business has been tremendous. And I think we all recognize that the retail landscape is one that's was already going through great transformation pre-pandemic, but now, they're in for a world of hurt. We even include restaurants as well, restaurants and bars.
And any other concerns that you wanted to tell the New York City public?
Sure. The reason why we've been doing these reports is to get a sense as to how the city and the state's budget is going to be impacted. And, you know, everyone acknowledges that they need to tighten their belts and make tough decisions. But the scale of the problem that we're talking about here and the billions of dollars of revenue shortfall, I mean, the only help that we're going to need, I mean, the real help we need is from the federal government. And they need to stop stalling. They need to move quickly to pass a new stimulus package to help us rebuild our economy.
Well, thank you for coming on the show today, and we'll call upon you again in the near future, and we'll see what we all pray for New York, because we all love New York, and we'll catch up with you again. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you, John.
This is the Cats Roundtable. Be right back.